keep it locked. This is Talk Radio.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. On Saturday, March 7th, see the Planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Receiver crackled icicles.
Hello, everyone.
Yo!
Welcome to Radio Show Schmadio Schmo. I'm your host, okay. Maya Marsich, and I'm here with...
Andrew Trebilcock.
Okay, and I don't really have, well, I never really have like a consistent vibe or theme usually for my show, and I usually kind of put it together like the day before my show, and I try to put different music, like new music that I'm listening to, but sometimes there's weeks where I'm not really listening to a lot of new stuff.
Chud.
So I'll go on my like Discover playlist and... try to find some new songs. So I have some of those on here. And then I also, I have a couple of songs from like movies that I've been watching. Sorry, Andrew wants to say something.
Yeah, because you cut me off.
What were you saying?
I wasn't saying anything, but I don't appreciate.
I every time I watch a movie recently, I like look up the soundtrack after because sometimes there's good stuff. So... I have some stuff. I have a song from the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous. It's like a comedy, like mockumentary. Came out in the 90s, I think. And it has a couple of... it was actually Amy Adams, like I think one of her first movies. It's really funny. And I forget her name from... I think it's Uptown Girls. I don't remember her name. She was also in... I don't remember... was, I don't know, check it out, Drop Dead Gorgeous, it's very funny, and there's a song in here from that, and then I also watched a movie called May recently with Andrew.
Watch the movie too, and you're cutting me off.
What did you think of the movie?
It's good.
There was a couple songs from The Breeders. I like The Breeders.
So they're good.
One of their songs in here. But anyway, let's jump right in. The first song that I have is Bound for the Floor by Local H. It's just a good song.
What song was in? Okay, never mind.
All right.
Right.
So let's jump right in. Where's the volume? What is happening?
Anyway, that wrecked it all was always right outside.
I think you're used to it. said it again, you learned, you accepted, you know. So pathetic and you jerk, don't get it, you keep your cope. Said it again, you learned, you accepted, you know. So pathetic and you don't. I think that I've said this before now. Born to be down. What good is confidence? And you just don't get it. Keep your copacetic and you learn to accept it. You know you're so pathetic and you just don't get it. Keep your copacetic and you learn to accept it. You know you're so pathetic and you know.
Andrew's takeover time. I'm gonna play a song. I found this crazy CD in the CD library today. It's Electronic. The band's name is Electronic, and the album's name is Electronic. Kind of like a super group of Bernard Sumner of New Order and Johnny Marr of The Smiths, and it's really good. So if you want to hear songs like this, you should check out my show, Sundays, 6 to 8 p.m., whatever I want. It's really good. This song is called Some Distant Memory.
And every time I apology. I kill myself from the inside out. And all my fears have pushed you out. And I wished for things that I don't need. Oh, dear. And what I chase won't set me free. Oh, dear. And I get scared.
Final cracks and crumbs my jaw. then I thought I saw.
That was Across My Jaw by Dan English. That's one of the songs that I just heard yesterday from my Discover playlist. It was, like, recommended for me. I like it. I mean, I've only listened to it, like, once or twice now. But I think that he has an interesting sound. I like it. Maybe I'll check out some more of his stuff. And then before that was Sympathy by the Goo Goo Dolls. And the reason why I started listening to that song was because I've been watching, it's called Love Story on Hulu, I think. And it's about JFK Jr. and Carolyn Bessette. And I've been enjoying the show. I know that it's not really ethical that they're making a show about them. And I know it's not very accurate, but I'm keeping that in mind as I watch it. But I mean, I don't really love it, but I'm already like 5 or 6 episodes deep, so I'm going to keep watching it. But I mean, it's not the best thing I've ever watched, but it's fine. I really like the way it looks, like the cinematography. I ordered a bagel today at Seasons, and I was ordering a cheddar bagel with veggie cream cheese. And I literally was like, can I have a cheddar? But anyway, sorry. What was I saying? I've been watching that show. And in the last episode, they played Name by the Goo Goo Dolls. And so I was like, oh, let me listen. Well, I know the Goo Goo Dolls, but I've never, like, went out of my way to listen to, like, their discography. And I really like that song, Sympathy. So yeah, that was that. And then the next song is Do You Love Me Now by the Breeders. This is a song that I heard from watching the movie May. It was an interesting movie. It was a little, like, goofy. I think it was supposed to be, like, a little, like, campy. But I thought it was pretty good. It was a little weird. But Andrew really liked it. We're gonna play Do You Love Me Now by the Breeders.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Do You Love Me Now by The Breeders. And that, like I said, was... I heard it in the movie May that I watched two nights ago. And this is another song by The Breeders, Doe. I don't think this was in the movie. I just was looking at the rest of their songs just because I like The Breeders. So yeah, this is Doe by The Breeders. Let's go.
Picasso.
That was Lost Picasso by Lost Picasso in parentheses. I don't want to be by Hot Sauce Johnson from the album Truck Stop Jug Hop. And this song is actually from the movie I was talking about earlier, Drop Dead Gorgeous, which is a mockumentary of beauty pageants. And it's got some great stars in it, and it's very funny. Again, I really recommend it. And that song was in it, and it's a great song. And now for the next song, I'm going to play Leave This City by the Sundays, which I think I played on my last show, but I've just been obsessed with it. And the song after that is from the same album, Static and Silence. It's called Folk Song. Also by the Sundays, of course. So let's get started with Leave This City. Thank you.
folk song on Sundays.
Summer sky and a throat bone dry, and the fields are all gold. A dusty lane with a song of my brain, and it's stoned me to my soul. I climb high, move towards the fire, whispering breeze of my sight and my sound. The thought of heaven couldn't drag me from the path when I'm wandering here alone. I climb high, move towards the fire, someplace I until it dies, slow falling from the sky, the burning sun.
Okay, you guys, that was Folk Song by the Sundays. And the next song is a song that I just heard yesterday for the first time. And I've only listened to it once or twice, but it's kind of a vibe. It's called Best Laid Plans by the Beths. So let's see how we like it. Here we go.
Drying on my cheek, it could be a long wait. I could see strength, but I shrink to dazzling a light ray. I could think.
So that was Best Laid Plans by the Beths. What'd you guys think? I can't hear ya.
Good.
Okay. The next song is going to be Curses Lifted Club Remix by Bass Victim. I like this band. Or not band. I think it's like two people.
Group.
Yeah, Bass Victim. Andrew, I played some of their songs you liked. Yeah. Right?
Well, they're okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like... What is it, like internet?
What?
Like internet, EDM, weird, I don't know, it's weird.
I like it.
I feel like it's like a genre that has been made through the internet.
Like what would you consider the Help?
Like they're in the same class. Like,
yeah,
that's the same thing.
If you look at like their similar artists, the Help is one of them. I think Frost Children, have you ever heard of them?
No.
I think that's one of them. Yeah, they're all like that type of genre. I like it.
I don't know. Who are some influences, you think?
It's good, like, dance music.
Probably, like, Crystal Castles.
Yeah.
I feel like all these bands are very young.
Mm-hmm.
They are very young people. So, I don't know. It's like an internet fad to me.
It's not a fad.
I don't know. That's what I think of it. Because I don't really listen to it.
Well, yeah, that's why you think that, because you don't like it.
Well, I never said I didn't like it. Like, I like it. And I, like, acknowledge it. But I don't know.
I think it's, like, hard to do things that are completely new because, like, the technology that we use to, like, make music has advanced so much. Like, it used to be harder to make music and it was, like, more revolutionary when new technology would come out. But I feel like since like music is like inspired by previous artists, it's like everything comes from. It's gonna sound like somebody else. You know what I mean?
There's still new stuff.
But I'm not saying like you can't make new music. But do you know what I'm saying? Like you could. There's every single artist, new artist. You could say, oh yeah, they're trying to sound like this person. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's just
Which isn't necessarily true.
That's just people not being original.
That's not true. I think that there is, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much music out that, like, everything is going to sound like something else, and that doesn't mean that they're not being original or creative. Like, obviously, like, you listen to music that you like, and you're going to make music that sounds similar to it. You know what I mean?
Literally,
any artist that you like, new artists, like, anyone could claim, like, oh, this just sounds like this.
That's true.
It doesn't mean they're copying them. Like, you can't make something that sounds completely different from anything that's ever been made ever before. Like, it's going to sound at least somewhat similar to something else. And also, another thing that is interesting is that I feel like because it's so easy to make and release music now, like, there's so many people making music that there's so many different, like, subgenres now that it's, like, you can't even keep up with, like, I was trying to make an advertisement for our Wony zine for my show. And I wanted to, like, say what kind of music I listen to. But I was like, I don't even know what genre these are because...
I struggled with that a lot too because I also had a little thing in the zine. And I was like, I want to put some, like, genre so people can, like, kind of get an idea of what I play on my show. And I was like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I feel like there's just so many subgenres now. That, like, every song is its own, like, different, like,
and
subgenre.
You can't expect people to know all these, like, subgenres.
And, I mean, sometimes it's, like, helpful because it's, like, if it's a certain type of specific genre, like shoegaze is obviously, like, a very well-known, like, subgenre of, like, alternative, like, music.
Yeah, I don't know. I think shoegaze, that's a touchy one because it's, like, I'll talk to my parents about it and they're, like, I had never heard of that. But then when I went to go see... Slow Dive at the Brooklyn Paramount, it was like all these like 50-year-old like single dads in their like overcoats, and they're like, we're listening to shoegaze. I'm at the shoegaze show right now.
Yeah, I think the word shoegaze has like been
around.
It's also kind of been I feel like a little bit like memeified.
Yeah,
but I mean like that kind of, I feel like that's the thing, like, everything is like a subgenre, but then it's also kind of like you sound kind of pretentious when you say like a very niche like subgenre because it's like, oh, I listen to like experimental, like alternative. Like it's just like a, you know what I mean? But sometimes labels are helpful to know like what, you know, kind of music, but it just gets so like confusing because it's like you can say like, oh, I listen to alternative music. That is such a broad thing, you know, or you could say like I listen to pop, but pop is a super like broad thing. Like I like some pop music, but like there's so many different types of pop.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard. It's just like a touchy subject. But I feel like when I'm like describing something, like a song or like a band to someone, I'm not like saying like, oh yeah, they're like an alt band. I'll be like, these are the kind of, like, emotions that I feel when I hear that. Like, this is, like, a really ethereal song.
Mm.
Like, ethereal band. I don't know.
What other emotion would you say? I feel like you always say ethereal.
I know.
I think that's just the one.
Slow. I don't know. But, like, it's slow. Mm. I don't know. I just, like, describe the music.
Also, I think it's interesting. It's hard to, like, classify things as a specific genre because, like, I feel like especially now, like, people are trying to make music that sounds different because, like, we've already heard everything before, so they're combining genres, so then it's just like
it's just making all
because if you think about it, like a lot of genres are just like, you know, similar to other genres, like a lot of like country and like folk could kind of like overlap with each other.
True.
Or like I don't know what else, but it's
let's
just
hear
interesting.
Some country ethereal underground rap.
I wonder what experimental country rap. They're definitely
experiment.
Electronic. Can you have electronic country?
Oh,
that's an interesting one.
I think I got an idea.
What?
Let's get in the studio. Electronic country underground rap
out there.
Ethereal. We're gonna make some crazy.
Like some shoegazy.
shoegaze country.
Shoegazy electronic house country.
Oh, now
that could be.
Now we're cooking.
That could be interesting. All right. Well, anyway.
Can you look that up?
Yeah.
Can you play some ethereal underground electronic house
country? Yeah, I'm going
to
see if I could find any electronic country or something around those lines.
And it's also Christian.
Yes. And but right now I'm going to play Curses Lifted Club Remix by Bass Victim.
That's pretty much the same thing that we just described.
Yeah, okay.
So like, let's jump if you guys right don't know Bass it. Victim, it's like...
So that was Curses Lifted by Bass Victim. And I just remembered that I was going to be looking into electronic country.
This just
and it. I Googled it, and apparently there is, and it's called EDM, like EDM, Yee? But it's EDM.
Yo, can you just play a little snippet of some EDM?
Well, I don't have, oh, it's saying, oh, Heartless. There's a song with Morgan Wallen and Diplo.
What? My two favorites.
So maybe we'll play that song.
Just play a second of it. I just want to hear a little bit of it.
Okay. I don't
put on
know.
That EDM.
Okay. Let's see. It says, well, I don't know if I can play it. I don't know if it's clean.
Just play a little bit of it.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go into my next song and maybe we'll have that after.
Bro.
This is The White Lady Loves You by Elliott Smith.
What? No, EDM.
keep your things in a place meant to hide. But I know they're somewhere, and I know that's where you'll go tonight. I'll be thrown over just like before. The white lady loves you more. Need a metal man just to pick up your feet. It's a long time since you cared enough for me. Even be discreet. I know what this world is for. The white lady loves more. I'm looking at a handful of broken plans, and I'm tired of playing it down. You just want her to do anything to you. There ain't nothing that you won't allow. You wake up in the middle of the night from a dream you won't remember, flashing like a cop's light. You say she's waiting in an open form. The white lady loves you more. The white lady.
That was some Yee DM.
No, it wasn't, unfortunately. So I was looking at the Yee DM music, and it kind of just sounds like kind of like pop almost, and then it just sounds like it's like Diplo music. It's just like radio music.
What
like,
is Diplo?
Diplo? Mm. You know, I don't know. He definitely has a song that you know. He used to be bigger.
Oh, it's an artist?
Yeah, Diplo.
I thought you were saying that as like a term.
No, like, I can't think of any of his big, oh, he's like a DJ or like a producer. Like he did, Where Are You Now That I Need Ya, Justin Bieber. It just kind of sounds like that. So
like
it's not really anything.
Like the remixes you hear in like
so
a
then,
Macy's.
Yeah. So then I was looking up, experimental electronic country music. And it's literally AI. Like, it's like, well, I think that's what it must be. The experimental part is that they're using AI.
Yeah, they're experimenting with AI, so it makes it experimental.
Yeah, that was what came up.
Oh,
it was like,
heck
it was
no.
Like the Google, like, AI, like comes up and it's like, oh, some examples of experimental electronic.
If you're listening to AI music in the Big 26, turn off the radio.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, it seems like I actually have to wrap up my show, but thank you so much for listening. I got carried away thinking about EDM, but thank you so much. This has been Radio Show Shmadio Show.
And my name is Andrew Trebelcock.
And tune in next week.
Wait, Sunday, 6 to 8.
Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlet.